Coming. Hare Krishna. So we are our good fortune continues. Somehow or other, when devotees are making sincere endeavors, then Krishna reciprocates in many ways. And it seems that this year there are so many blessings upon the Pandavasena retreat. Like, for example, the weather in Radhadesh has just been amazing. It's been like India. We've never experienced it quite like this. And then, which made the whole retreat so much different. We could be outside, and then yesterday, our good fortune, another dimension, when Bhakti Churu Maharaj also joined, because the essence in spiritual life is really the association of the sadhus, the saintly persons, and to particularly hear from them. That is really the success of the retreat. Sachinanda Maharaj earlier this week mentioned that some might get the impression that we are a personality cult, but that's not the case. But it is a fact that those who have practiced devotional service have so much wealth to share, which is of great inspiration to us. Therefore, we are very happy to make this kind of ad hoc adjustments, you know, as we have been doing yesterday and today, and it came out so wonderful. Because I was just the whole night thinking about that orange juice, Maharaj. It just stayed on my mind, and I was just thinking, yes, I said yesterday that Bhakti Churu Maharaj opened his heart for us and how Prabhupada conquered his heart. But then I was thinking, yes, but I forgot to mention that he also conquered Prabhupada's heart. Because although Prabhupada was ringing that bell in a particularly angry way and then in a mood like thunder, mentioning that he didn't want that orange juice, Bhakti Churu Maharaj just simply stood there in a humble way and wasn't chased away. And then Prabhupada did drink the orange juice and apologized, which sort of, yeah, he became conquered by Maharaj's his sincere dedication, that even although it was sort of an offering with a few faults, the napkin and the this and the that wasn't there. But still, Maharaj was there. So in this way, that was such a wonderful, intimate moment. That I will take away as like a treasure, Maharaj. I'll never forget this. That was really wonderful. So I'm most happy. The seminar, as it was conceived, is something that came from the Pandavasena. They brought up various teams that we were, and asked me to speak on these themes. They also printed a little brochure about the topics. And the topics included things like overcoming the six enemies of the mind, the how to transform lust into love, and also a topic of tolerance, the art of tolerance. So all these topics are in a way very closely related because they're all dealing with the same major theme, how to become free from the material energy and its overpowering effect on us, and how to rise to the transcendental platform. That's truly the underlying theme of the whole week, actually. And it complements very nicely with Satchinandan Maharaj's seminar in the evening, which is dealing with the qualities of Krishna, and then kind of seeing how these same qualities manifest in the devotees, which shows kind of the higher path of becoming attracted to Krishna and so on, rather than just fighting the mind and the senses. So in this way, we have been spending our week churning these topics. If I looked at the brochure today, it was actually the topic of transforming lust into love. But then this morning, I started the confusion because I thought it was the topic of tolerance. So I think that's what they mentioned to you, isn't it? No, you didn't mention. Okay, good. I see. So I think we are not today going to limit ourselves so much to the either the topic of tolerance or the topic of transforming lust into love. I think we're dealing with the main topic, right? How to get from a stage of struggle into spiritual life, to a stage where one is drawn towards Krishna, and one's loving propensity for serving Krishna is awakening. That's how I would like to introduce the topic. I think maybe I'll give a short introduction, and then maybe Satchinandan Maharaj can take the topic to another level, and then maybe Bhakti Churu Maharaj can give us the conclusion. It's kind of a custom that the junior most person speaks first, so in that way, that's why I'm waffling away now. I must first say a small prayer. Om Agyanati Marandasya Ginandana Salakya Shakshur Minitam Yena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I was initially thinking that today I would speak on that topic to transform lust into love, and therefore wanted first of all to cite the verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita on which that concept is based. Admindire prityagancha tarabolikam krishnindya prityach dharapremanam. That when we are serving our own senses, then we speak of lust. And when we are serving the senses of Krishna, then we speak of love. So we have for such a long time been involved in trying to satisfy our senses. And it's very difficult, very, very difficult for us to give up. And I think that Shamananda yesterday illustrated that that struggle very vividly. And I think it's all fresh in our mind. So at the end, we saw that Shamananda took on the battle with great resolve. He basically said no to the mind, and then carried on and so on and tried to bring the mind under control. However, we find that that's still not so easy. And many of us also have a fear that somehow or other our lower nature may again overcome us. Sort of a fear that somewhere on the path we'll be attacked by some dacoits, and that when we see them face to face, that